Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
In New York City. I know. Not everything in this world is about New York City. Don't you worry. I'm with you. But in New York City, the mayor, Eric Adams, has decided the way to deal with all of these illegal immigrants is to turn the people into one giant Airbnb. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. He wants to pay New Yorkers to keep illegal immigrants and others in their homes because they don't have the beds. They don't have the room. And as a political party, they won't say stop because New York is run by the political left, just like Indianapolis is run by the political left. And they proved it to you last night, and they proved why they did it to you. One tweet tells that tale. I've got that story. So the mayor has a proposal because you've got religious leaders agreeing to start housing adult migrant males overnight at 50 places of worship. This according to the New York Post. Why are there adult migrant males? Why are we allowing able-bodied men into the United States? Go fight for your country. Go get a job. Now, that sounds very flip and glib. I hear you. It is more difficult than what I just stated. However, it is also the thing that has to happen. So if you give me another way to say it, I'll pay attention to that. But the sentiment must remain. So if you want more kindness in the words, okay. But in the end, there's nothing left but the words. You cannot be allowing able-bodied men into the country. They have to work where they are or fight for where they are to be a better place. When we see able-bodied members of the Chinese Communist Party, I mean, who else could they be, coming into the United States, our answer should be no, no. And for every person who tries to cross, $40 million off the debt. I'll have that debt paid off in no time. What? $40 million's too much? $22 million a better number? You pick. I'll still have the debt paid off in no time. We just say no. I don't ever want to hear anybody tell me about the full faith and credit of the United States when the Communist Chinese Party is sending people over our southern border. But back to New York. You know you can't force people to take others in. And when one family gets killed, that'll be the ball game. And it'll be because you, Eric Adams, mayor of New York, took advantage of people having economic hardship. You basically turned New York not just into an Airbnb, you turned it into a giant game of they shoot horses, don't they? We'll just take these people, desperate for some dollars, make them dance for our entertainment, literally, and then tell them about all the costs that we couldn't, all the money we couldn't give them because of the costs they incurred. Here are these people who might be a little bit down their luck. Inflation's hitting them. The job pressures are hitting them. Hey, we'll make a little extra scratch from the city. You know it's going to go bad. I know it's going to go bad. Everybody knows it's going to go bad. And then somehow it'll be their fault because they weren't compassionate enough or something. I guess we didn't need cops at that moment either. We just needed some social workers. Oh, yes. Is everybody who comes across the border untrustworthy? Absolutely not. But since they don't know who's coming across the border, I wouldn't trust our government to be able to do this. Just like I don't trust the city of Indianapolis to build a hotel. But they're doing it. And they did it for one reason. Your vote. That story is coming up. Tony Katz at 93 WIBC. Good morning.